Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. A special three hot things. Instead, we've taken time to talk to our very own Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver in the aftermath of the Super Bowl parade rally shooting that killed Lisa Lopez Galvan, injured over 20, more than half children. I know, Congressman Cleaver, that you definitely were very emotional about this, rightfully so, as the gun violence continues to plague our community and our state.
Well, it is unfortunate that we have people in our community and frankly around the whole country who prefer to resolve any conflicts by pulling out a gun and shooting somebody.
Yeah.
And in this case, not only was this the wrong person killed, and I'm not sure there's such a thing as the right person, but a lot of innocent people who just came out to have a good time with Kansas City on the world stage, where everybody was interested in and looking forward to, you know, a great day at the parade. Everybody wanted to hear Kelce do his little thing about, you know, what you got to do to party, and then we have this shooting, and
yeah.
there are so many that are happening. Every day, 30 people are killed by someone using a gun. And frankly, that number rises to over 100 a day if you count accidents and suicides.
Yeah.
So, for example, last year, it means that it started multiplying and so forth. We had 43,000 people who died from gunshots last year. And we had 656 mass shootings in the United States. And this is the only place on planet Earth where that happens. And it's because of the proliferation of guns, and everybody has one. And, you know, if Congress was a little more willing to do the thing that was right, we would at least ban the automatic weapons, the weapons like the AK-47 that was allegedly found near the conflict spot at Union Station. We can at least ban those. We haven't banned when I was mayor, the president was Bill Clinton,
right?
And he worked with Congress and banned the automatic weapons for 10 years. And then when it expired, then the people all over the country had bought it, the one they made. So we got a tough spot that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not willing to give up. I think there are a lot of things we must do and can do to reduce the violence.
And Congressman, let me ask you this. For those who say, you hear the talk about, well, criminals aren't going to go through the system anyway, and there's always going to be acts like this that happen. But don't you think in the midst, as we say, thoughts and prayers, that we should also use wisdom and do what we can as much as possible to prevent tragedies like this?
Yes, you just hit it ballpark. Yes, there are some things that we can do. We can, for example, outlaw the automatic weapons, and that doesn't take guns. I mean, but automatic weapons are not used, to go out and kill Bambi and squirrels and pigeons and so forth. They were manufactured for the purpose of killing people. So I think we should outlaw the automatic weapons. One was at Union Station, and so the other thing that everybody in the country, I think it's 90% of the people in the country, would like to have the black background checks. In other words, if you're 18 to 20 years old, before you can be sold a gun, your juvenile record are going to be considered as background, and it also, let's say some young, immature people go out and they're angry with each other and they go out and get guns, if they want to buy them, even if they're 20 years old, if they have a juvenile record, that would not happen. That would stop. It would be bought before they could buy one. Now, if they're using their parents, AK-47, then that's another whole deal. But you know, we need to spend a little bit more money, I think, to make sure that the boyfriend loophole is closed.
Yeah.
And so there are things we can do, but we're just not doing much of anything right now.
Well, hopefully that can change. You know, I come from Congressman Cleaver. I come from a family of gun owners. Use them for, you know, if somebody, heaven forbid, would violate our home. My brother's a hunter. He's an avid hunter. I don't fool with that, Rev. so I am a supporter of gun rights, absolutely. But at the same time, I think we can do both. You can support the Second Amendment and the proper use of gun, but also common sense gun law. So I appreciate you always giving voice to that.
Yeah. Well, my dad died about 4 weeks ago. He was 101.
Oh, man.
And he had 9 guns in his house. But, you know, he lived alone, and he wanted to make sure. He refused to move into what would have been called a better neighborhood. He wanted to live where he and my mom lived, you know, during all through their marriage until she died. And so he had guns. I don't think we ought to outlaw guns.
Right.
I think, in fact, one of the things that happens right now in our country is that people who are opposed to guns are usually having any kind of gun laws are usually opposed because they sell guns and manufacture ammunition. And so I think everybody ought to be able to have a gun in their home for protection. And most people would never buy a machine gun,
right,
to protect themselves.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, Congressman, I know you're busy. Didn't want to keep you long. Just wanted to, you know, chop it up with you just a bit in the midst of this. I appreciate all that you're doing and whatever we can do collectively as a community, as a station in partnership to make our city and state safer. You know, we stand with you, Congressman Cleaver.
Well, thank you. You know, the community in Kansas City is fortunate to have a radio station that has some sensitivity and has, you know, some commitment to the community. And over my career, I just need to say this. I've never said it on air, but I think that you guys are a value, a real and significant value to our community. So
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Congressman. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.